This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When a baby is born, one of the first treatments the newborn receives is a vitamin K shot. It helps the newborn's blood clot and prevent potentially dangerous internal bleeding. Now, the vitamin K shot has been standard treatment for more than 50 years, but a few parents refuse the shot, and the numbers of those refusals seems to be rising. So here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
All right, so I bet lots of parents out there don't even remember the vitamin K shot.
Didn't.
I mean, it's usually given within minutes of birth, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
So what put you onto this story then?
Well, I heard about it from a local specialist in newborns. Her name is Dr. Ivana Kulik, and she's a neonatologist at Boston Children's Hospital and medical director of the special care nursery at Beverly Hospital. She was really disturbed by a case she saw recently. It was a baby who'd been normal and healthy and full term at birth, but then just a few weeks later got very severely ill, just unresponsive and barely breathing.
So this baby was diagnosed with bleeding in the brain, and babies that suffer intracranial bleeding or bleeding in the brain unfortunately suffer damage that can be lifelong.
And the consequences of that can be seizures, developmental delays, you know, basically brain damage. And this case was so disturbing to Dr. Kulik because the cause of the bleeding was pretty clear. The parents had refused the shot of vitamin K. I asked her, how does that feel?
So personally, it is actually really hard to take care of any infant or baby that is sick. But when you realize that a severe illness was completely preventable, that is something that is really hard for everyone to comprehend and deal with in our field.
And Meghna, I found it hard to comprehend too. Like, why would parents decline this incredibly standard treatment that clearly helps a newborn baby avoid a brain bleed?
I mean, that's what launched you onto this story. Did you find an answer to that question?
I sort of did, although it's multifaceted. So the first thing that struck me was the echo that I felt like I was hearing with parents who declined vaccines. Although the vitamin K shot isn't a vaccine, we should note. It's just making up for a deficiency that's natural. But the research bears out that feeling of mine. One study found that parents who decline the vitamin K shot are 14 times more likely to refuse all vaccines for their kids than other parents.
I see. So in those particular parents, I mean, there's been a lot of research about them, and I've heard them say that basically they just have a very deep distrust of modern medicine.
Yes, and I think that's some of the substrate here. But there's a sort of a broad range of factors. I spoke with a researcher in New Zealand who's just done the first in-depth study of parents' reasons for refusing the shot. His name's Dr. Ben Wheeler, and he's at the University of Otago. And his team interviewed 15 families who declined the shots. And here's the kind of thing they heard.
You know, we believe God created us and knew what he was doing.
So obviously that would be
so
people
religious based.
Right, religious, traditional, right? And then there were the more sort of like natural, what in the vernacular we call the crunchy types.
Other ones such as, if baby really needed more vitamin K, they'd get it from me.
And here are a few more of the answers that he heard. He heard, I didn't want to interfere with nature. Birth is too medicalized in the Western world. One parent said, I just had an intuitive really response to the idea that all babies need to be injected with something when they're born.
Mm-hmm. So a variety of reasons there. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, I don't think this is insignificant. Some parents don't want their babies to suffer the pain of a shot
right in
the moments after birth.
Right. They've just been through the trauma of birth. You don't want to give them more pain. Some had also heard about an old study that linked vitamin K shots to leukemia. That study has since been refuted by a bunch of other studies. Some were just worried that the vitamin K in the shot was synthetic, and some probably had Googled the shot and come upon these alternative medicine sites that say, no, don't do the shot.
Okay. But let's reiterate that the shot is recommended and strongly recommended.
Clearly.
Because it helps prevent internal, or it helps encourage clotting and potentially prevent internal bleeding in very, very young babies, right?
Because vitamin K doesn't pass through the placenta. So, in fact, you are born low in vitamin K.
Okay, got it. So when you put all so that's the medical reason why it's strongly recommended. But we were just talking about the reasons why some parents are declining the shot. But the question is, the one we started out with at the very beginning, you said we're seeing a rise in these numbers. What kind of numbers of refusals are we talking about?
Okay, so we don't have good numbers on all of this because the American Health Authority authorities don't track this systematically. But there have been these recent anecdotal reports from hospitals and from the CDC, these sort of clusters of several babies who have brain bleeds and whose parents had declined the vitamin K shot. So I spoke with Dr. Robert Sidonio, who's at Emory University. He early on saw a case of brain bleeding without vitamin K in an Amish baby, and he thought that was just a crazy outlier. But then he saw it in Nashville, and he ended up documenting a cluster in Nashville of five babies with brain bleeds over 6 months. That was back in 2013. And it turned out that 3% of Nashville parents were declining vitamin K shots.
And this isn't a relatively, you know, medium-sized city that tends to be relatively conservative. And so that was sort of shocking to us that there were that many parents declining it. It was quite shocking to the CDC as well.
And he believes, though without solid numbers, that maybe as many as 10% of parents nationwide are turning down these shots.
Okay, so the lack of solid numbers here is troubling, to be honest, because, I mean, it's part of the reasons why we haven't heard more about this sort of rise or potential rise in vitamin K refusals is because those catastrophic brain bleeds in newborns, I mean, how common are they?
Right. So they're not that common, although they're not that uncommon. Without vitamin K shots, maybe one in 1,500 babies goes on to have one of these dangerous bleeds. So, but with the vitamin K shot, it becomes virtually unheard of, basically.
I see. Okay. Now, in New York State, I understand that that's at least one state in which the vitamin K shot is mandatory?
So that is the only state where it's mandatory. And this gets us into some sort of tricky ethics territory. Like, I asked the specialist I spoke with, well, why don't you just require the shot? Right. And the answer is that that would conflict with the parents' right to choose what they want for their child. Mm-hmm. So I spoke with Dr. Christy Waterberg, who chairs the Committee on Fetus and Newborn for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And she was talking about how doctors really need to talk with the parents and figure out their concerns. And the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, very clearly recommends this shot. So I said, well, why don't you just tell the parents to have the shot? And here's what she says.
We really need to not do that. I mean, this has to be a joint, you know, there's a real thought about, well, we should just do it. It's the right thing to do. We should just do it. But that's not your baby. You know, that's not you're not taking home that baby. You don't have to deal with that. And so I think we have to be very careful about not interrupting that relationship and, you know, paying as much attention to the parents as they need.
And Meg, I also asked Ben Wheeler, the New Zealand researcher, about this. And he explained that the central ethical question here is there a significant or an imminent risk to the baby with the decision that you're making? So the classic example is if, you know, a kid's been hit by a car and the parents and is bleeding heavily and the parents say, no, we don't believe in medical intervention.
The doctor overrides that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Of course. But this isn't that, because the risk isn't that imminent or that big. And like Dr. Wattenberg, Dr. Wheeler said that if the doctors get too forceful or coercive, then they could damage their relationship with the family, and that could end up being worse for the baby down the line.
I hear the sound of a can of worms being opened up here, Carrie.
Yes,
to be perfectly honest. So you put up this Common Health post about this vitamin K story over the weekend. What has the response been like?
So I must say, in the 6 years I've been doing Common Health, I've never seen anything like this. There were something like 3,000 comments, and these big arguments were breaking out with 50 or 60 replies back and forth in a thread. I haven't even read them all, actually. But, you know, what I came away with was that there's this real hunger for good information on this and other topics about babies. And sometimes I think it's great that we parents get choice about what medical procedures we give to our kids. But I also think it's a hard thing.
I have to say that I think that hopefully we're adding a little bit to the information that people seek by presenting your work both on Common Health and on Radio Boston, which we shall continue to do so. Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. We've got a link to Carrie's article, by the way, at radioboston.org. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.